three players.
Oh, right. Okay. File 012.
High tech.
File 012, Thursday night. Shara Avodas Hashem. Okay, Daf Kuf Yud Ches.
Daf Kuf Yud Ches, we're learning about the Chavodas describes the human body and the human nature in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing a person, like a palace, he calls it a palace to live in, and he describes the various parts of the body and the various parts of the person's personality in terms like you would describe a city with the people running the city, and if you have the garbage collectors and the politicians of the city. He describes it very vividly, very almost poetically. Page Kuf Yud Ches. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six lines from the bottom, from the top. Six lines from the top. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu provides, like if you're the governor or you're the mayor of the city, Kadosh Baruch Hu provides. Kadosh Baruch Hu provides you with two yoatzim, with two advisors. We know them as the Eitz HaTov and the Eitz HaRa, but here he expands upon it, and he says you have to look at. Listen how he looks at it. Also, Hamasadim, those people, the element in the body that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided to help you live your life. Hamashamshim, Heim Hamidos Hanashios. They're your character traits. In other words, you have to look at your character. The Chavetz Chaim wants you to look at your character traits as your servants. They are going to serve you in your decisions, whether you're going to be an Eved Hashem, whether you're going to do things to fulfill Hashem's will, what Hashem has in mind that you should do, or you're going to use them for your own purposes. So they're the servants. Like Hashem provided you with, I think you can make a list probably. Rabbi Pliskin has a book, Gateway to Self-Knowledge. So he has a list of midos there. So it's from A to Z. It's an alphabetical order. And he lists every possible mida you could think of. And these are the servants of a person. And so you order them around. That's how the Chavetz Chaim Lvovitz wants you to look at it. You're ordering around these go, Hasimcha. You have a character trait of Simcha. So you should use it. Use it to be Oved Hashem. Use it to be happy about life. Use it to be happy about all the things that you have. And thus, to be Makir Tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to praise Hashem, to be Makir Hashem. So that's how you use the Simcha. Use Simcha. For Hada'aga. And that's also a servant. You could use the Aga negatively. You could use the Aga to kill your Simcha. You're worried about what's going to be 5 years from now, what's going to be 2 weeks from now. You could use the Aga in a good way. Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid, to be a Yirei Chet. So these are character traits that you should use. The Hasisa, joy, the Hada'ava, depression, sadness, the Hazikaron. We said you have to use Zikaron. Zikaron is a matana from Hashem. It's a way, how do you use Zikaron? First of all, the obvious way is you use it in Torah. You also use it to remember the good Hashem did for you. Who said you're only supposed to remember the good Hashem does for you today or yesterday? You're supposed to remember the good Hashem did for you 20 years ago. Anything good, your life that happened to you, you got married, you have a house, you bought a car, you have food, you're supposed to remember the Tavis, all the Tavis. Right? Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu, we say in Ashrei. Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu, you're supposed to think and remember That's the union of Zechiras Yisrael from China. You're supposed to always remember everything that Hashem did. You say Nishmas, Bahashikra. That's also, you could use it in Avodas Hashem. Someone insulted you, you could forget about it. Don't let it bother you. Don't bear a grudge. That's using Shikra in Avodas Hashem. Bahayidiyah, that's Chochmah. Bahasichlus, that's foolishness. That's the foolishness people are involved in. Whether it's through the foolishness of the news, that most of it is Dvarim B'Talim. Most of it you're reading what this fool said to another fool. And like, what do you have to know about it for? You think you have to know about it. That's the koyach of the newspaper, that it's Moshech you. That if you don't read it, you're missing something. You don't know the news. Most of the time, ruba de ruba of the time, it's foolishness. It's nothing. The ometz is courage, strength. That's a midah. Like we had, what is the first we learned in Siman Aleph in Mishnah Berurah, in Shulchan Aruch, Har Chaim, that you should not be ashamed of people making fun of you. So you're using the koach of courage, of ometz, of gevura in Avodas Hashem. You're not hesitating to do what's right, because people will make fun of you, because people will have tainus to you. The hamorech is meekness. So you could use meekness for bad. You know, if you don't use omets when you're supposed to, so you're using it for bad, but you could use it for good. When other people are doing a mitzvah, when other people are taking care of things, it's a good mitzvah to stay in the background. You don't have to push yourself in. If the thing's getting done, so you could stay in the shadows, stay in the background. He's giving this list again. The Chavis Haldonis is the perspective is that these things are your servants. You control them. You use them at will. You order them around. Don't let them control you. They're the servants. In the Chavis Haldonis' picture of a person, these are the servants that Hashem provides you with. The Ha'ovel is a sense of justice or injustice. The Hatzedek. The habusha, busha is one of the telltale signs of a Jew. You're embarrassed to do certain things. You're embarrassed to do certain things publicly. The good type of embarrassment. There are things that are inappropriately done in public. So you're bosh, or you're ashamed of if you're doing an avera. You're ashamed. These are good middos for azus. Right, when we have in that first siman in the Mishnah Berurah, Azus is a terrible midah. Even when, in fact, where it says that you should not be ashamed of people making fun of you, Mishnah Berurah says, but don't exhibit Azus. Exhibit Ometz, but not Azus. The Hatikva, that's a midah. It's a midah of a person to be optimistic, to look forward to things. The Hayeyush, we know that's a bad midah. That's a person gives up, a person doesn't care, a person doesn't see any hope, he doesn't see things getting better. The ha'ava, you have to develop midas ha'ava, you have to be after le'echa kamocha. That's a midah you develop, you work on, use it. Use the koach ha'ava to love your fellow Jew. The ha'sina, right, ha'ave Hashem sinura. You can work on ha'avas Hashem also, it wouldn't hurt. The sinus hara, obviously. The ha'oneg, enjoyment, you could use that on Shabbos. Right? You could use that on Shabbos. The koyach of enjoying, you can relax, you can meditate, relax, forget all the worries of the world, just commune with Hashem. So you could do that on Shabbos. It's a big mitzvah, you're using on it. Or the hatsar. Again, where it's appropriate, where it's not appropriate. Some people have a tzar on Shabbos. I can't wait to smoke that first cigarette on Matzoy Shabbos with it. Or to send that first email. Or to make that phone call. Some people have a tzar the whole Shabbos. Like they're sitting there just waiting. Uzdechichos halev. Pride. So the way usually we think of pride is a bad thing. Again, if a person's proud that he's a Jew, he's not ashamed, to wear sitzes out, like we had yesterday in Mishnah Brura. Okay, that's omitz. We'll call that omitz. Schichas halev is probably not a connotation as being the hanava, the hasrara. Right? That's a good thing sometimes. It's a good thing when you're in a position, a parent has to show srara.
What's
srara? Srara is to...
Authority.
What?
Authority.
Okay. Maybe that's even...
Something stronger than that?
Yeah, it's like more like lording over something else, not just authority. A Rebbe has to show Srara. Okay, we'll say authority. So something you should use. But we're talking about the Midah. The Midah is to be superiority. That's really, I think, a more precise definition. Because we're talking about a Midah. Authority is not a Midah. Authority is a certain reality that exists. The Midah is feeling superior, being superior, acting superior as a midah. But sometimes you should. A Rebbe should act that way. A parent has to act that way. It's only lately that you have to be buddies with your children. Also, when people marry young, so it's not so hard to be buddies with your children because you're almost the same age. I see it more with girls and mothers. Like, they trade clothing. Like, my mother, Alei Shalom, I guess the difference in age was much more. Like, she wouldn't trade clothing with her daughters. First of all, the clothing were different, I guess, because they're a different age. But now, like, my sisters and my wife, like, they could trade clothing with their daughters. They're pals. The Hakniya and the Hachno. What?
Not good.
What? I don't know. It's not good. It creates this feeling that you're friends with your children, and that's not good. You shouldn't. I don't think you should be friends with your children. You should be friendly with your children, but you shouldn't be friends.
He was rolling on the floor playing with his children.
How old the children? There's no point in. What?
It says in one of the Tanoi, in the middle of stealing, that he was crawling on the floor, playing with his children.
Everything has its time and place, you know. You could feed your children too. You shouldn't show Srora when it's time to feed them. You can diaper your children too. Not that I've ever done it. The children have to know. It's very important for Chinuch that the children have to know that the parents are in charge. They're the authority, they're superior. They have to be listened to even if you don't understand them, even if you don't understand why.
So the parents shouldn't be like, shouldn't play with the kid?
I don't see a steer playing. They should definitely play with them. The parents should do whatever it takes that the child should know that the parent cares about them. So if it takes playing with them, it's a need. Just like you feed your children and you clothe your children. So you play with your children. You fill that need that they have.
So what I shouldn't do?
You're not their equal. You shouldn't create an atmosphere where you have to explain yourself always to them, where they decide whether or not they're going to listen to you, that they don't look up to you, that they don't respect you, that they don't have mora, kibud. They're supposed to be srara. You're the boss. Yeah, you're the boss. Your word is the law. I mean, you're supposed to use it responsibly. There are parents that drive their kids crazy. Yeah. No. You have to use it responsibly. And a chanani. You just arbitrarily, bring me this, bring me that, without really needing it. I mean, that's why they have nowadays parenting classes. It used to be that you were a parent by virtue of the fact that you had a kid. Now you have to go to parenting classes or listen to tapes. What do I hold of it? I don't know. It's become necessary. What do I hold? I hold that as life got more complicated and the chinuch breaks down and people don't learn in the home anymore and everything is school, 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 So people don't know how to do basic things, like parenting, like being friends with other people. You have to have special lecturers that teach you what to do. I think it's a function of the fact that people, everything is school, no more normal home life. Nobody's ever home. You don't sit down together. Very dysfunctional. So you have to, everything becomes a subject to learn. You go to marriage counselors, there's nothing. Like life is, it's not normal life anymore. Everything is high pressure, everybody's stressed out, everybody's doing things, nobody's ever home at the same time. It's a phenomenon. Parenting classes should be like an embarrassment. For a few thousand years, people don't know about parenting classes. Well, they have to teach people how to be parents. But you do. Unfortunately, you do. Or else, you ever see people hit their kids? People get angry at their kids. People have srara over their kids that are inappropriate. They let out their frustrations on their children, many people. They let out their anger, and sometimes they're just plain arbitrary. They're frustrated in the workplace, so they come home and they take it out on their kids or on their spouses. I mean, these things go on, unfortunately, ma'isa b'chol yom. This is very common. It's a very big problem. But you have to have sorrow with your kids too. I'm not good. My kids should stand up for me when I walk into a room. I am makpid. I think it's important to be makpid. They shouldn't. The worst thing is if they ignore you. They don't acknowledge you. I think I don't really care that they stand up. Of course I don't. But yeah, they should stand up. But it's more important to me that they should acknowledge that I walk into the room. It shouldn't be like Tati walked into the room. Something happened. From where they could stand, of course not. I don't know, from the age that it's meaningful to them. I'm not going to have them do something that's a, you know, mitzvah sanoshim ulamada, from the age that it's meaningful to them. Well, from what age do you teach a kid to say thank you? So if you want to show them off, so you teach them. But from the age when it's meaningful, when he knows what thank you means, when he has some musug of hakaras atov. Just to teach them to say the words thank you. Okay, we got off the subject here. I don't even have parenting tapes. So that's how the Chavit HaVavah looks at it. All the midas are your servants. It means even subconsciously you are motivated by different forces that you're not even aware of, and you have to gain control over them. Yep. Because they're your servants. That's what I'm stressing. Like, you shouldn't let yourself be. You should realize you're in charge. A person's always in charge of his midos. You shouldn't let yourself be ruled by the midos. If you have to go to a psychologist sometimes to. I mean, that's what Freud was machadish. That, or Sal Salanta, they live at the same time. That people are really ruled by forces that they're not aware of. It. And Limud Musar, or therapy, I shouldn't say them in the same breath, really puts you in touch with these forces that are controlling you, Shalobi and the Yascha. And wait a second, wow, you know, that pushes a button by me, that makes me angry. So the psychiatrist says it makes you angry because you always felt inferior to your brother, and that's why kach v'kach happens, and it makes you angry, and you don't even chat that that's why. And so it's good to go to therapy. It uncovers a lot of forces. So Salanta, you learn Musa, and you learn about anger and kas and how you control it. Torah doesn't care so much why the kas is there. That's not the derech haTorah. I'm not saying it's anti-Torah. The Torah's mahalach in life is more of a pragmatic, practical approach. Like, get to work, not to. But you don't need to get at the root causes. it could be very helpful. The best thing in the world is a frum therapist. A good frum therapist.
But then the person has an excuse.
That's it.
Then
that's
the person has an excuse. He says, oh, it's not my fault. It's because of my brother.
That's a danger. It's a danger. Yeah, it's a danger.
This is basically what they tell you.
It's a danger. In fact, the danger happened. That's what happened with Freud. That's why Freud... The other time, like evolution. Evolution is not a bad thing. What does evolution have to do with Hashem? Nothing wrong with evolution. It became synonymous with atheism. It became that it happened by itself. If Hashem decided to do it that way, what do you know? Open a Rambam. You know how many levels of Malachim are there? 10, you know? Very complicated system how Hashem does things in this world. It's not like you learn in first grade. It's very, very complicated. There's 10 levels of Malachim and the Oifanim and the Merkai, like everything spinning around wheel and places and reactions and reactions. Very, very complicated. The point of evolution that they took it, I don't know what Darwin meant, I don't know and I don't care. Whether his point was to be Oiker Hashem from the Bria or not, that that could happen by itself. So the same thing with Freud. I mean, and the Hanami. What happened is that people took it, and you look now, what, 50, 60 years later, 100 years later, and it became a very evil force to make people feel not responsible for their actions because they're ruled by forces beyond their control. And moral, where relativism, whatever it's called, that there's no right and wrong, and it's a danger. But the yisod is an embassy yisod that people are ruled by forces that they're not aware of, and it would be a wonderful. It's a good thing to try. I'm saying it's not the derech haTorah. By that I mean, you don't see in the Torah that you have to go so deep as to get at the root causes. The Torah says just work on kas, and this is the way you work on kas. There's ways to work on kas. I'll be Musa's farm. And they don't necessarily go down into figure out the reason why you're kayas and the mele you'll be able to be accurate.
It doesn't make a difference.
You
have to work on it.
Right. And not everybody's capable of going into it. Right. But certainly if you can get into it, you'll be accurate. You have the... It's a good thing. You'll be accurate. It's not wrong to do it that way.
Why will it help you?
Let's go back.
Why will it help me to know why I'm angry?
It'll help you be accurate. If your goal is to be accurate, then the best thing in the world is to know what's causing it.
I'm ready for it. You see, it's only that.
You know what it is? You know what a light goes on in a person's head when he realizes that all these years he resents the fact that his parents gave more cover to his older brother than to him? You know, and he suddenly realizes that that's why he gets angry at his children, and that's why he's short-tempered with his wife. Really, it's like a whole world opens up. It's a good thing if you can do it. The problem is it takes 20 years. And like Tversky writes in one of his books, that like therapy takes so long, 3/4 of the time the guy would have gotten better anyway. And like, because with time things get better. But there's no question if you have it's a very good thing. The problem is you have to be frum, you have to be smart, you can't just be full of jargon. They teach you all the garbage. You have to know how to take out the psoilus from the psoilus. So I think there's very, very few, if anybody needs one, I know one or two good from therapists. Anyway, the trend now is away from it anyway. The trend now is to dope you up with chemicals, with medicine.
To what?
To dope you up with medicine. That's the trend.
Yeah.
No, the trend now is to see things more as a chemical in the brain and to fix it up with medicine, to see it as a physical.
So they also just deal with fixing
what?
So they're also not going back to the sources anymore. Just
no, it's like medicine. They're doping up with medicine. But they're seeing it more as a dysfunction of the brain in a physical way. Like it's an interesting... I don't know, that seems to be the trend, to attribute it to chemical things. It's also taking away personal achrayus. But that's... Everything could be used for the bad. You can't take anything...
But that's basically what they're doing. They're telling you, we have a chemical problem, we have a...
But if it's true, it's true.
You know what?
It's either true or it's not true.
That whole thing, you have a chemical problem, you have a chemical imbalance, and that's why... And
it's
take it one step further. You know, and then you got to feel sorry for the murderer, and you got to feel sorry for the terrorist.
So like everything else in this world, that everything ends up... You have to have your bechira, and everything can be used for good. Look what we just went through. We just went through a whole list of midos that could be used for the good, and it could be used for the bad. That's the whole. That's the Messiah. That's what the Masilas Yesharim says in his Hakdama. Every single thing in the world that exists exists as a Messiah. So everything could be a Messiah. But I want to tell you, you know, it's. A lot of depressed people out there, and it's not such a bad thing. You give them a little medicine, and amazing things happen. You have to be good. You have to know when to use it, and you have to believe in the Eibishter. Now, you have to believe that it's very rare that a person doesn't have bechira. The Gemara already talks about tendencies that people have because they were born under certain mazalos. So also you could say, oh, so there's no Bechira. Teretz is. Right? It's an article of faith, one of the Ani Matnin, that a person has Bechira. And he could overcome tendencies that he has. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you that koyach always to overcome certain trends. So you could overcome depression too, I would assume. If you can't, you're takanoinus. I mean, only the Eberspin knows when you're anoinus, when you're not anoinus. But the fact that it... Don't reject the amitus of MS because people used it for evil, for bad. Even though it's clear that they did, and by evolution it's clear that they did, and by psycho, whatever the Chochma Freud is called, psychology, whatever it's called. So it's true, people used it for the bad. Like 100 years later it came out terrible things. But if you open up an Or Yisrael and you go through Rosh Salanta, he's not saying very different. He's saying the same types of things. He's saying about koichas hanefesh that you're not aware of, and how. And so his aids is to learn Musar and to become more sensitized. And that's what the Tikkun Midos were trying to do. We're trying to construct a system where people could realize where they're coming from. Anyway, so, okay, let's go. Yes. So that's the point of Chayim Halavos. You're the master, and the Midos is the Eved. Okay, Beseser and Yoncha. That's what happened. I understand Beseser and Yoncha means the subconscious. Okay, Va'afish Bia Abori Yisalas Hashorim Va'manhigim Va'pekidim Va'mesharitim Va'negidim. All of these things he talked about are muscles and tendons and nerve cells. These are all in the previous page of the Chayim Halavos. And he gave them names as if this is a city, and there's gatekeepers, and there's pekidim, and mesharsim, and megidim officers, v'amasadim, v'amasharsim. So Hashem ordered, it was mashbia, the shoarim were the gates, that's the five senses, the way you relate to the world, through your senses. So those were the gates of this palace. So Hashem was mashbia them, l'hishav alecha, until the person's lifespan, that they should be under your control. And then he throws in like a zul, except sometimes Hashem makes a gzera that you're not in control, because things are supposed to happen, and Hashem takes you out of control. That Hashem made a gzera when they were connected to you, he's giving mamash a panoramic view of a person's life, so he's covering every aspect. So he's saying that Hashem said that these things are under your control, except it's true sometimes they're not under your control. Sometimes Hashem makes a gzeira and things happen that you can't control. Okay. I will stop here because now he starts like a whole perspective. Yeah. Okay. You know any good from